Mrs. Rogers, Act 3.
Hi, darling.
How do you do?
How exactly did the cops find out who he was? How? How?
He was hot. They had pictures and prints on him. I dumped him on the corner just before I met her.
And now I remember. You're Bruce.
What did you just say?
He's Mr. Bruce. The man who offered me the job on the phone.
That's right, Mrs. Rogers. But how did you know?
Your voice. I thought there was something familiar about you. Now I know. Your voice.
Al, what are we going to do? The cops know the stiff is Stevens, and she knows who I am. So what do we do now?
Well, you don't panic. But you get out of here.
But I need your help, Al.
You're on your own, buddy. And you'd better get out of here before the dinner crowd comes in and somebody maybe recognizes you.
Okay, Al. So you won't help me?
I can't. Don't you see that?
Yeah, sure. Okay. Let's go, Mrs. Rogers.
But where?
Back to your house. Start all over again. After that, I'm not sure. But I may have to kill you.
You may have imagined my fright, my dear niece, as I drove through town with this bloodthirsty man at my side. I tried to figure out why he chose me. Out of all the people who must have placed advertisements that day, why me? But by now, I was convinced that Mr. Bruce had deliberately set out to murder Mr. Stevens. When we got to the house, Mr. Bruce made me place a long-distance call to Los Angeles for him. It's ringing.
All right, give it to me.
Hello?
Mary?
Bud?
Yeah, look, meet me at Al's as soon as you can get here. Something's wrong.
What's happened? Are you all right?
Yeah, fine. I'll tell you more when you get here. And get here fast.
All right, bud.
Well, Mrs. Rogers, you got any pets you'd like to feed before we leave?
Where are we going?
Little trip. Don't answer that.
It might be the operator calling back. She'll wonder.
Okay. Answer it, but I'm right here.
Hello?
Mrs. Rogers, this is Officer Barnes. Say, oh yes, operator.
Oh, yes, operator.
Is he still there?
Yes, operator.
Stall him a little. We're coming after him.
Oh, thank you, operator. Well, you just can't imagine, my dear niece. I felt exactly like the heroine in the motion picture. I simply had to prevent Mr. Bruce from leaving the house. Just a few minutes, the officer said. Just time enough for them to get here.
All right, let's get going.
I wish I knew where we were going. Do I have to take anything with me? Will we be long?
You will. A long time.
Well, then I'll need several changes of clothes. Let me see.
You won't need anything.
Oh, the heater!
The what?
I left the heater on. In the other room, I'd better turn it off.
All right, but make it fast. Well?
Just a second. There. Now I feel better about it.
Okay. Now, are you ready?
Yes. I suppose now I'm ready.
Do you